we give it basically to them. And if we want input, make input to it. But I think kind of we've got enough to do to just run the town business. And that's their job. But that's my opinion. It's up to the board as a whole.
Emily, can I speak?
Sure.
First of all, Scott, I don't know how you raise your hand on one of these devices. What's the trick for that?
If you click on participants.
Over your name and raise, I think.
If you go down to the bottom and click on participants, a list will come up, and at the bottom of that list, it says raise hand.
Okay, good enough. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Anyway, I definitely would take on a survey, and Emily's right. It is the duty of the Planning Commission, amongst others, and she's also right in that the Select Board has their hands full, but we will make sure that you're consulted. There's absolutely no reason not to. It would be foolhardy to come up with a survey that didn't include your wise consultants. So we'll do it. We'll do it. You can be guaranteed. Thanks.
The voice of reason again.
Can we move on to K? Review of VLCT compensation survey data and discussion of appointed and elected officials' compensation.
I did a little bit of research, but there's still some holes in it.
So do we want to move over that for tonight?
I'll just share briefly where things are at. So I've got 10 out of 11 out of 19 towns. I've got the data populated for 11 out of 19. So I need another 8 towns to populate the data. And after we get that, this is in keeping with the 20-mile radius that we talked about last time. So drawing a 20-mile radius around Pomfret and looking at the towns in that radius, circumference. And then I don't know if folks want to talk about more than we did last time around appointed and elected officials, but the question there is on stipend versus hourly wage. We can either talk about it now or talk about it later.
We need to. It is getting late tonight. But
all right. Whatever. Let's talk about
others want to do is fine with me.
I don't mind punting on that. I don't mind punting on the next one either.
Okay. Then we will do that if everyone's in agreement. And I'm not going to take a vote unless I hear somebody yell. Discussion of where we're at with the TIGO intersection. The TIGO intersection, I put in a request shortly after our site visit to Rita Sato to get some help from VTrans regarding what artistry wanted to, excuse me, it isn't artistry, what the TIGO General Store wanted to do there. And then COVID-19 reared its ugly head. And all of VTrans was working at home, and we had social distancing, and they were doing nothing along that line. I reached out to her regarding the Bunker Hill project and this a couple of weeks ago. And at that point, VTrans had not opened anything up, and she had no idea whether Bunker Hill would be extended or not. I did hear from her day before. No, I heard from her yesterday that indeed Bunker Hill has got an extension, and she had queried VTrans regarding the intersection again. And I am hopeful, we should be hopeful, that it will be on their agenda shortly. I'm sure they're backlogged with things. But I have not let it languish. It's just that with COVID-19, services were limited completely, and they're just starting to open up. But we really can't do anything regarding walkways or crosswalks or any of the curbing and things that they asked for without some VTrans input. And hopefully Rita will have an update for us shortly, but she did not have one as of yesterday afternoon. Any questions on that?
No, just the quicker we can get this.
Well, that's what I
thought. For them, because they're starting their internal renovations, and I'm sure they would like to be able to do something outside concurrently or close there too. So,
I would like an answer as well, but I don't know quite know how to. Buck the COVID-19 thing. We're kind of at the whim of the state government, aren't we?
We are. I still personally would let them do most of what they wanted, but I suppose a traffic study of one kind or another is in order before.
Well, why don't I see what I can find out between now and the next meeting, and hopefully we'll have some progress in that regard.
If we could have some time, kind of a timeline would be nice, although I'm not holding my breath on that either, so.
Well, I did explain to her, she did mention that the traffic study they did in 2014 with the bridges and stuff, they might not want to do anything more there. And I said, well, this is really not the same thing. We have someone that wants to put in curbings and crosswalks and things, and we really need a discussion with VTrans. And so hopefully that message got through, and hopefully we'll hear something in the next couple of weeks. I'll keep on her case in another week. Nothing really more I can do. Update on Financial Management Committee. You put that on, Scott?
Yeah, but, you know, for the sake of time, if you guys want to skip past it, we can take it up another time.
Okay. Is there anything else that we have forgotten regarding anything that didn't get, as far as my agenda is, that's the last item other than meeting wrap-up, select board correspondence, and review of assignments and agenda items for next meeting. Does anyone else have anything that I have forgotten or run over inadvertently? Don't everyone speak at once?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, meeting wrap-up, select board correspondence. Becky has been opening the mail up there, because I have not been going up to the office either, because they don't really want anybody there, and that's fine. And I asked her a few days ago, was there anything important there? And she said, not that I haven't already alerted you to. Review of assignments. Cindy, would you like to, are there any assignments that need to be done other than I've got to keep up with Tego, and we're going to have to do a site visit? And is there anything else that I've forgotten, Cindy and other people?
The truck RFP, sand RFP.
I will take care of the sand RFP and get that out. I will check and make sure I send the right one to Twin State. Anything else?
I don't think so. Well, follow up on the minutes.
The minutes. What date was that, Cindy?
April 1st.
4-1, okay. Very good. Agenda items for next meeting? Does anyone have anything in particular?
Not right now.
Okay, meeting adjournment. I look for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, Chuck? Chuck's fallen asleep.
Hi. Now I'm going to fall asleep.
I knew that would get you.
Yeah.
John?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
I myself. Have a good evening. Thank you all. There was one thing. Someone called me asking how to get to the Zoom meeting, and they expected to find it on the website and had difficulty. And I have not looked at the website, but I think for the next meeting, if we could make sure that it is in a very prominent location,
It is. I found it.
It is. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You just got to scroll down, and it's on the second page. Very.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I was told that. I haven't looked at it myself. Yeah. And so just as long as we put it in a prominent location, I'm happy.
We're good.
Excellent. Have a good evening, all. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Good night. You as well.
Bye.